And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 28th of January, 2013. It was on this day, 1754, that the word serendipity was first coined, a word defined by Merriam-Webster as the faculty or phenomenon of finding valuable or agreeable things not sought for. And it was recently listed by a translation company in the UK as one of the 10 most difficult words to translate in the English language. Other words on that list included plenipotentiary, gobbledygook, poppycock, whimsy, spam, and kitsch. The word serendipity was first used by Horace Walpole in a letter to an English friend. Serendipity, the fortuitous finding of some wonderful thing you didn't know you were looking for. And the word came from the word serendip in a fairy tale called The Three Princes of Serendip. Serendip was the Persian word for Sri Lanka. There have been many wonderful things found accidentally, including Kellogg's cornflakes, invented through serendipity, Charles Goodyear's vulcanization of rubber, inkjet printers, and Silly Putty and the Slinky, and chocolate chip cookies. Penicillin was discovered by Alexander Fleming accidentally after he had left for vacation without disinfecting some of his petri dishes filled with bacteria cultures, got back to the lab, found that the penicillin mold had killed the bacteria. Viagra was developed to treat hypertension, and angina pectoris didn't do such a good job at those things, but researchers found during the first phase of clinical trials that it was good for something else. The principle of radioactivity was found when researchers were looking for something else, and X-rays and infrared radiation. Julius Comro said, "Serendipity is looking in a haystack for a needle and discovering a farmer's daughter." And Wiktionary lists serendipity's antonym, the opposite of serendipity, as Murphy's Law and Perfect Storm. It's the birthday of the novelist Colette, born in Saint-Sauveur-en-Puisaye in the Burgundy region of France, 1873, best known as the author of Chérie and Gigi. Colette, who said, "What a wonderful life I've had. I only wish I'd realized it sooner." It's the birthday of José Martí, born in Havana, 1853, who helped lead Cuba's struggle for independence from Spain. Pete Seeger's folk song Guantanamera is a translation of a poem by José Martí. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly entitled Farm Scenes in Three Parts. Snow falls in the feeding lot all afternoon. Everything is white, except for the dark lumps of hay the horse has pushed away with his nose. We talk for hours. Long after midnight, I carry water to the chickens. The flashlight sways over the snow like a single thought alone in the night. One rooster and five molty hens shift uneasily in their stall. The barn is shadowy. One or two strands of hay hang from the horse's jaw. Farm Scenes, a poem by Robert Bly from his selected poems published by Harper Perennial and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first, on the Internet. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.